Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God, and the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sir Velvet. It's such a great joy to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know the power of God, how that Jesus can change your life, transform it, and you will not be the same anymore, because there is power in the mighty name of Jesus to set a person free, totally free, from the bondage of sin. Praise God. And calls you to live in this world with power over the devil and live a life with victory over sin. Praise God. I'm telling you, we are serving a powerful God. Jesus Christ come to loose us and give us power to live a life where we can have joy in our soul and peace in our mind. Be happy. Glory to God. When things is not going our way, we can still have joy. Praise God. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our ministry reaches all across, amen, the world through the internet. And we on radio to spread the gospel to those you that's behind prison bars, and to let you know that Jesus Christ will give you hope and will cause your future to be brighter than your past. Praise God. Even unto those you that's out there in the free world, Jesus Christ will give you joy that you can't find nowhere else. It'll make you happy. Glory to God. I'm telling you, because we're serving a powerful God. And on this month, which is December, praise God, the 12th month of the year, amen, 2015, praise God. I'm telling you, the last month done came in. And Christmas is the biggest holiday in the year, praise God. And we're going to celebrate Christmas all during the month of December here on the broadcast. And the title of the message is The True Meaning of Christmas. Praise God. I'm telling you, when you get that true meaning, you can celebrate Christmas the way God says celebrate it. Amen. We're going to have church with the message this month, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into this radio station. Let them know the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. And my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Amen. Jesus Christ will give us the true meaning of Christmas. Amen. To be able to live a life to please God, to love one another, to love your enemies, to do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. I'm telling you, that is the true meaning of Christmas. Showing goodwill to your neighbor. Amen. Serving one another with love. Praise God. Keeping God's statutes, keeping His commandments, living holy every day. All of that is the true meaning of Christmas. Being able to, amen, do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. Praise God. I'm telling you, when you love your sisters and your brothers and love your enemies, praise God, you will serve them and do good to them, wish good greetings unto them. I'm telling you, all of that is wonderful in the eyes of God. Amen. Sowing good seeds, because we reap what we sow. And it's time to sow good seeds. It's time to treat the people the way we want to be treated. Amen. Love one another. I love that song that says, if everybody had Jesus, what a wonderful world it would be. If everybody would love one another, we won't have war. We will not have terrorist attacks. We will not have people stealing and robbing, amen, and jailhouses and prisons because people would do things they should not do. But if everybody had Jesus, it'll be a lovely world. It'll be a wonderful world. Praise God. It won't be no sickness, no hospitals, no cemeteries. Amen. Because everybody loved one another. Praise God. But because of sin, that's the reason why we have the world we have today. But Jesus Christ came into the world to deliver us from the curse of sin so we can have eternal life in our soul. And we can make heaven our home. The true meaning of Christmas, being delivered from the curse of sin and being able to live for God and serve the Lord and live holy in a sinful world. That is the true meaning of Christmas, because Jesus Christ came into the world to destroy the works of the devil. That is the work of the devil to have people enslaved in sin and feel like they can't get free. They got to live their life in sin. They living, serving in the church. Amen. Digging in mother, usher in the church, preacher in the church, and can't live free from sin. Amen. The devil got them in a trap. But Jesus Christ come to open up the prison doors so you can come out of sin, because we cannot serve God living in sin. Praise the Lord. Amen. But Jesus Christ come to save us from our sin. Amen. That's good for introduction, said Velvet. Let's get ready to go into the Word of God. Let's go to the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, read verse number 8. What did the Word of God say?
St. Luke 2:8. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Now, the shepherds were keeping the flock by night. Jesus was born, and it was good news to spread. And the angels began to spread the news and tell the shepherds to come and see this wonderful sight about Jesus. And when Jesus is born in an individual, it brings forth good news to spread, to let people know what Christ will do. How that Jesus will change your life and you won't be the same anymore. The Lord will give you a new desire. He'll take away the old appetite, the desire of sin, and make you a new desire where you love to live and to read and to be doers of that word of God. You will seek the Lord for Jesus Christ to wash you in the blood and sanctify you holy. Take out the out of nature of sin out of you and give you a brand new nature, a nature of Christ that don't want to sin. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, that's good news. Jesus Christ came into the world to bring salvation, to deliver us from the curse of sin, so we can live holy and serve the Lord in holiness and in righteousness all the days of our life. Because God won't 24-hour Christians. He cannot use Sunday morning Christians. He cannot use just prayer meeting Christians. But he wants 24-hour service every day. Live holy, live right on the job. Walking down the street, those of you in the free world. Amen. Riding on the automobile. At home. Live before God's eyes. Live holy. Praise God. Those of you that's incarcerated, live right on the rec yard, in the law library, in the canteen, in the dorm, in the cell house. Jesus wants us to live holy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Because only the pure in heart shall see God. You can't go to heaven, got skeletons in the closet. You can't go to heaven, amen, trying to hide. Because you can't hide from God. He sees all you do. He hears all we say. Glory to God. Ain't nothing hid from his eye. For everything is naked before the eyes of God. Therefore, we need to live right before God's eyes. Not the preacher. Amen. Not the church mother. But live right before the unseen eyes of God. Because he's the one we got to stand before at the judgment day. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Right now, let's get ready for the prayer of faith. Because this is a powerful message. Because people, we need to live right before the eyes of God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the opening of this today's message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. Lord, I want you to blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them. Hallelujah. In your precious blood. Lord, breathe in their soul. Hallelujah. And sanctify them holy. Glory to God. Put their joy in there. Lord, I want you to baptize believers and fill them, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Though they're sick in their bodies. Amen. Lord, I want you to go into them jails and prisons. Let the power of God shake them jails. Hanamahanda, Hiramasinamataya. Let the power of God cause revival to go in there. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let revival break out in these cold, dead churches. That these folk may get ready to meet the soon coming King. Lord, do these things. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sir Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. This song said Jesus is the answer. I mean, he is the answer for everything in every situation, every problem we have. And we are celebrating this holiday season because of just that Jesus is the answer. Now, if you believe that prayer at home that's prayed, you have gotten your deliverance, that you can praise God, you can thank him for being so good to you, for giving his son for you and I, that we may have freedom, we may have joy and happiness each and every day of our life. So if you write us and tell us how God has blessed you through our ministry. Those in the free will, I want you to write us too. Let us know how God has blessed you too. And you, those that are behind prison bars, we have a special love towards you. You write our ministry, meaning for Bibles, Bible correspondence course, life-changing material. And we respond back to you. Because God is a good God. Yes, he is. Remember most of all that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. And the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised you and I, he is able to perform. Nothing is too hard for him to do. May God bless you.
We sure do love you, and prisoners write our ministry, and we'll be glad to minister unto you. Our goal is to reach those of you that's behind prison bars. And also, we would love to be an inspiration unto all of you that's out there in the free world. And you can write our ministry, those of you in the free world. You can click into our website, www.heavenboundtrain.org, and learn more about our ministry and also the many features that's on there for your inspiration. Just have yourself a blessed time on our website. Glory to God. Amen. To the next broadcast, this Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Velvet, saying that
if Jesus will come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.